It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
I find that it takes work to get your brain around these ideas, and it takes work to engage in these conversations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
With what is happening down at the State House, I used to think it was above my pay grade to read this legislation, and it's not.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
I see big danger in as much as we will be giving unelected bureaucrats the power to make rules about what we inject into our bodies.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. Thank you so much for joining us. You're each treasured, you're valued, you have purpose. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. My friends, we were made for this moment. And thank you to the team that I work with. That's producer Steve, producer Joe, producer Luke, Zach, Echo, Charlie, all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. And happy Thursday. Producer Steve, you're behind the boards for just a little bit here.
Well, we're trying to get your guest up here, and I'm out going for the elevator and realize I don't have the access card. So
plan B. I'm glad that you realized that before you got down there. That would have been a real problem. Okay, so check out our website. That's kimmunson.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You'll get first look at our upcoming guests as well as our most recent essays. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com. And thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force. Force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And producer Joe, it's like musical chairs back there.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
But we will get it together. It's Liberty Toastmasters Day, and Carol Baker is going to be in studio with us, and so we'll be getting her in behind the microphone here in just a moment. Our America's Veterans Story Show, 3 to 4 p.m. this Sunday. Our guest is Steve Hadley, and he was flying off the aircraft carrier, the USS Princeton, on a two-man plane. And they were looking for Korean submarines, and fascinating. So that will be this Sunday, 3 to 4 p.m. And then there is last week's America's Veterans Stories show, broadcasts on Sunday evenings, 10 to 11. And then the previous show is 10 to 11 at night on Saturdays, so Sundays and Saturdays. So all kinds of America's Veterans Stories shows that you can listen to. And they're so inspirational, my friends. It's important that we know our history and that we honor those. So, again, it's just a great honor to do these America's Veterans Story shows. Let's see. Let's get over here to our word of the day. And I think this is from our listener, Joe. She's a former teacher, and she just sends some great things to me. But the word is approbation. It's a noun. And it is an expression of warm approval and praise, official approval, the act of approving or commending, the giving of assent to something as proper or praiseworthy, sanction, approval, commendation. So I would say that I have approbation for producer Steve for the great work that he has done over all these years, and also approbation to producer Joe for your dedication. It looks to me like you're pretty confident. You're getting pretty confident behind the boards there, producer Joe.
I sure feel like it.
Of course, today is going to be a test, because with the Liberty Toastmasters, there is a lot of moving parts, and it's live radio. So as you and I've talked the other day, we strive for excellence. We'll never get to perfection, but we strive for excellence.
Producer Steve described it to me, and he said, "This is the ring of fire. This is the true child."
So we'll assess how we did at the end of this hour. So I'm excited about it.
I am too.
Okay. Our quote of the day is from Ronald Reagan. And I chose Ronald Reagan because he is noted as the great communicator. And Liberty Toastmasters, of which I am a member, is it really helps people learn to communicate better, not only to speak, but to evaluate these different speeches, which has come in. I actually think that's almost more important than the speaking component of it. And then our table topics, of which normally we're just given a topic and we have 1 to 2 minutes to comment on it. Our Liberty Toastmasters do know the suggested subject, but Carol Baker, you have sneaked in behind the microphone. It is great to have you here.
Thanks for inviting us in here today to get to talk about Liberty Toastmasters about once a month and tell you what's up. The topics we're going to get to talk about today are the things that we're going to be talking about in this Saturday's meeting, as a matter of fact.
So it's great. And you are pinch hitting. It was late breaking. Jay Morrison is our president. And the way we work this is every other month, we'll have the Liberty Toastmasters Denver president and then the Liberty Toastmasters North president. And if they, for some reason, cannot fulfill their duties, then we will have one of our other members. And you are vice president of education.
Yes. And being a president a couple of years ago, this was one of the perks that I enjoyed is being a co-host with you once in a while in the studio.
So when Jay and I were talking, I said, Carol loves to come in. Mm-hmm. And here you are. So thanks for coming in.
Oh, today we're talking about one of my favorite topics. So stay tuned for segment three and four when we'll talk about one of my favorite topics.
Absolutely. So I chose our quote of the day from Ronald Reagan because he's known as the great communicator. And he was an American politician and actor. He was our 40th president. From 1981 to 89, he was a member of the Republican Party. However, he had been a Democrat. And his presidency constituted the Reagan era, and he was considered one of the most prominent conservative figures in the United States. He was born in 1911. He died in 2004. And he said, "We must reject the idea that every time a law is broken, society is guilty rather than the lawbreaker. It is time to restore the American precept that each individual is accountable for his actions." And I thought that was very appropriate for what we're talking about, our duties as citizens.
Right, and to know those duties and responsibilities. And it's not that hard. But if we want individual freedom, then we need to take some individual responsibility.
You think? Yes, absolutely. So I also, as I was looking at Ronald Reagan quotes, I found this. As you all know, I love the USMC Memorial Foundation and the work that they're doing regarding raising money for the Marine Memorial. And was out there last Saturday night for the 46th anniversary and also the relighting of the flags. And Paula Sarles and her team, Mary, the whole board are doing such great work and so dedicated in raising the money for the Marine Memorial. And you can help them by going to usmcmemorialfoundation.org. That's usmcmemorialfoundation.org. But I also found this Ronald Reagan quote. And he said this. He said, "Some people wonder all their lives if they've made a difference. The Marines don't have that problem."
They sure don't.
So again, you can help. You can help the Marine Memorial with the remodel by going to usmcmemorialfoundation.org. You can make a contribution, or you can actually buy a brick to honor your military service or your loved one's military service. And again, that website is usmcmemorialfoundation.org. Another great thing that's happening soon, and that is Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week. And that is September 11th through the 17th in beautiful Grand Lake. And they have got great speakers each and every day. You can go to Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week to get all of the information. But Saturday, I will be up there. I'm driving up on Friday evening. I'll pick up the keynote speaker, Dr. Carol Swain, at the airport.
I would love to hear Carol Swain.
Yeah, you should ride up with me. We're going to have two hours with her.
We'll work that out.
Yes.
I was jealous when you told me that.
Yes. And so she is the keynote speaker. Saturday, they have a parade. Then they have the event in the park. She will speak. I will MC. There will be a flyover. And then Steve Watts and Dotsero will be performing. And then that evening over the lake will be the fireworks. And producer Steve, you are going to be up there, yes?
Yeah, on Saturday. But you know, just now, I think you had a Freudian slip. When you said you're going to fly up there, I think I was right. I've seen you drive.
Yes, I'm going to drive up there. That was a Freudian slip. But you can go to Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week to get more information about that, all the speakers, all the events. I tell you, this little community, what they do, it's absolutely amazing, Carol. It's so American.
American. There you go. Do you know, it's something I've always been aware of, but earlier this year I had a chance to take a course with a video series about the Constitution, and that's when I thought, this year I'm going. I want to celebrate that.
I hope you do. And so it's just a lot of fun. So cannot believe, though, today is the last day of August. I mean, where has time gone? And producer Steve has one more day, and then he is going to be retiring, and I'm pretty sure you're going to miss me.
Oh, really? Okay. I'll put that on my calendar.
You'll let me know. And again, Joe, I'm so excited about you being behind the board because you bring a youthful perspective to the show.
wait a minute now.
So anyway, and Steve, you have just, we had a little celebration of all that you've done for Crawford Broadcasting and for me on, I guess that was Tuesday. And you and I have been together 4.5 years. And through all that time, I think there's only been 2 days that we have not had original content, which is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, on the Kim Munson Show, that's true. Because and rightly so, you are very, very reluctant to, you know, not have something that's new and fresh. And that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
As a listener, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Now, we do many times, sometimes we will re-broadcast some of the America's Veterans Story shows, but that is okay because these are such nuggets of just golden nuggets of broadcasting, I would say.
So, yeah.
Okay, let's see here. I did want to mention, there's a lot going on in September. And so on September 11th, I'll be down at Pueblo with the Center for American Values. They will have an On Values program later that afternoon. But that morning, in remembrance of 9/11, they have an event as well. So I'll be down in Pueblo for that and would love to have you join us in Pueblo for the 9/11 event. And they have actually a monument or a sculpture, or I guess that would be the appropriate term, out front of the center of a monument, I guess you will, to 9/11, and it's made from some of the steel from the building.
Ooh, and, how eerie.
You know, it's what they are doing in Pueblo is pretty amazing. Drew Dix and Brad Padula are the co-founders of the Center for American Values. And Drew Dix is a Medal of Honor recipient. And there's only 65 Medal of Honor recipients still living.
I was surprised to hear that.
And he will be the speaker on Thursday night up at the Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week. And I will not be able to be up there for that, unfortunately, but it is going to be pretty awesome. So you can get more information about the Center for American Values by going to AmericanValueCenter.org. But they do several different things. One of those is keeping these stories alive of our Medal of Honor recipients. And they have a Portraits of Valor, which is over 160 portraits of Medal of Honor recipients with their quotes. Then they created a book that I've decided that on Fridays we will highlight a quote from the book. I was doing that every day. But I felt that it maybe was a little bit overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do that once a week. So that will be tomorrow. But this Medal of Honor quote book, I'd recommend that you have in your Freedom Library. So there's that whole component. And again, Drew Dix is a Medal of Honor recipient. And Brad Padula is a Emmy Award-winning documentary filmmaker. And they realize we need to honor our Medal of Honor recipients. And Pueblo is the home of heroes. There are 4 Medal of Honor recipients that hail from Pueblo, Colorado.
So that's something that makes Pueblo stand out on the map then.
Absolutely.
Okay. I wondered if there was a connection. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. And all 4 of Drew Dix grew up in Pueblo as well. And then the other thing is they're putting together educational programs. So for public school educators, homeschool educators, and they are rolling out on Monday, their online K through 12 civics education program, which is great for grandparents, parents, and so that will be rolling out on Monday. And so you can get more information by going to AmericanValueCenter.org. That is AmericanValueCenter.org. I get to work with amazing sponsors here at the Kim Munson Show. And one of those is the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team. And the Roger Mangan team can create personalized insurance plans to cover all your needs, from protection for your cars to your home, condo, boat, motorcycle, business, and renter's coverage. Contact the Roger Mangan team now at 303-795-8855 for a complimentary appointment. Like a good neighbor, Roger Mangan's team is there.
So I switched my insurance to the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Agency. Get this. I actually talked to Roger Mangan, who has been helping people with their insurance coverage in our community for 47 years. He helped me create a State Farm personalized price insurance plan for my home and auto and explained affordable options. For personalized service and peace of mind that you are working with a team that cares about you and your family, call Roger Mangan now at 303-795-8855. Kim highly recommends the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team. Again, that number is 303-795-8855.
It's Colorado. We want warm homes in the winter and cool, comfortable homes in the summer. Johnny Stubbs Services is the heating and air conditioning company to call to ensure that your heating and cooling systems run efficiently and last for years. Johnny Stubbs Services' team of experts provide proper guidance to help you make informed decisions about your heating and cooling needs. Kim Munson highly recommends Johnny Stubbs Services. Schedule your air conditioning check before summer arrives at johnnystubservices.com and receive a great gift. That's johnnystubservices.com.
Inflation is out of control. Increasing prices at the gas pump and grocery stores are hurting everyday people. All these challenges we face are preventable. Individuals must understand what is going on and who is responsible. That is why Kim Munson is bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing our families, our communities, our state, and our country. Now more than ever, it's important to support Kim's independent voice. She has the courage to research and inform you about the real issues. It's not easy, and Kim could use your help. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute. Again, help Kim by contributing at KimMunson.com. That's MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is KimMunson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. Another sponsor of the show is Hooters Restaurants. They have five locations. That's Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, Westminster, and Colorado Springs. And one of our buddies, Kurt Gerwitz, will be in a little bit later. We're going to record hour number two of our Labor Day show with him. And then he and I are going to Hooters Restaurants for lunch to actually have one of their lunch specials. They have great lunch specials Monday through Friday at Hooters Restaurants. How I got to know them, it's an important story about freedom and free markets and capitalism, bumping up against those PBIs, those politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties. You can get that story at my website.
They were picking winners over losers, weren't they?
They were trying to. And that's not a good idea. So I mentioned that September is going to be very, very busy. I have several different speaking engagements. We'll be up at Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week. That is September 11th through the 17th. I'll be driving up on Friday evening. Saturday will be special. They have a parade and then an event in the park. Then Dr. Carol Swain is the keynote speaker. Then a flyover, which is pretty amazing. One year, I think it was Mike Tompkins, one of the organizers, told me that on the flyover, they came in so low that you could see ripples on the lake. It's pretty low. And then there will be a concert in the park, Dot Cero. And the bumper music we have for Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday is Dot Cero. Gotten to know Steve Watts, the founder of Dot Cero, and I said, gosh, I'd love to have your music as some of the bumper music. And he said, yeah, just make sure you get the permission from my people. And we did that. So It's going to be a great day. You can get more information at GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com. And we will be rolling this out this weekend in my newsletter, and that is tickets to a climate conversation. And this is a documentary that I am involved in, and my first film work ever. And we will be having an event, a screening of the event, on September 28th. So tickets will go on sale in my newsletter this weekend. And it is an honest conversation about climate. And my friend Walt Johnson and his wife Ramey, Walt is a geophysicist, and he wanted to have an inquisitive talk about the climate. And he actually brought in three excellent scientists who they're going to be at the event on the 28th. There's going to be a panel after the screening of that. And it is a very important film. And then that'll be September 28th. And then it is slated to broadcast on Newsmax the weekend of the 5th or 6th, maybe both Saturday and Sunday night. So we'll see. So it's really exciting stuff, Carol.
Well, I like the idea of having a chance to see the screening first before it's broadcast, because then as we know more about it and we can talk about to other people as they see it on Newsmax, we can say, yes, we know the subject. We've already had a chance to hear the topic and whatever, and pump it up. And I'm going to be so glad to hear that.
And so I decided to, as our first headline, I saw this and I thought, this is so interesting. It says, top science publisher withdraws flawed climate study. And so this whole climate thing, as we have seen that narrative, and we're seeing how it is affecting our economy. And ultimately, if we would go green, the cost would be so exorbitant for America that it would put Americans, average everyday Americans, back into the dark ages. And so this battle of these ideas is so important. So there was a top science publisher, Springer Nature, said it has withdrawn a study that presented, again, this is yellow journalism, presented misleading conclusions on climate change impacts after an investigation prompted by an Agence France Presse inquiry. Called AFP. AFP reported in September 2022 on concerns over the peer-reviewed study by four Italian scientists that appeared earlier that year in the European Physical Journal Plus, published by Springer Nature. The study had drawn positive attention from climate skeptic media. The paper, titled A Critical Assessment of Extreme Events, Trends, and Times of Global Warming, says purported, which that had been a word of our day a while back, to review data on possible changes in the frequency or intensity of rainfall, cyclones, tornadoes, droughts, and other extreme weather events. Several climate scientists contacted by AFP, and again, that is not the AFP here in the United States, this is from France, said the study manipulated data, cherry-picked facts, and ignored others that would contradict their assertions, prompting the publisher to launch an internal review. The editors and publishers concluded that they no longer had confidence in the results and conclusions of the article, Springer Nature told AFP in an email late Wednesday. And the journal's editors published an online note stating that the paper was retracted due to concerns over the selection of data, the analysis, and the resulting conclusions. I think that as you look at this, you see the tremendous pressure for anyone that would actually have a real conversation about the climate. So I think things are going to get super interesting, Carol Baker.
I think that's interesting to hear the distinction. I believe I heard you say the peer-reviewed articles supported it. That means other scientists did not disagree. It was the editors and publishers who just said, something is not right here, and they started digging in.
Uh-huh.
Other scientists went ahead and agreed with them. They are the ones who were supposed to catch this. That's who we should be trusting. So what's the point of having peer-reviewed studies?
Well, and it's a real messy subject. Mm-hmm. But the reason it is messy is because this whole climate, global warming, a narrative is what is being used to take more and more freedoms and more control. And quite frankly, if John Kerry really thought that flying around on jets was going to affect the climate, he wouldn't do that. And I know this is snarky to say, but until he starts to fly around on electric jet, and that's going to be one long extension cord, I tell you, we realize that. But that this whole narrative is. There's just this battle for the narrative on this, Carol.
Well, I'm trying not to laugh because your snarkiness, I think, is hilarious. But, right. There are a lot of contradictions, yes.
Yes. So, again, and it's going to be a really fun event. It's going to be kind of like a party. So I want to invite everybody to that. Producer Joe, you and I were talking about someone that you really like to watch, and that is Jordan Peterson. And I know many people really look to him as questioning and really learn a lot from about these different subjects.
Yes, ma'am. He's one of my favorites. He's very just thought-provoking is the biggest thing for me. It makes me think more after he's done talking.
And intellectual curiosity is so important. But guess what? He must be hitting a nerve because Jordan Peterson plans to broadcast the court-ordered social media training. He says, let the public decide for themselves. And so interestingly enough, Canadian psychologist and author Dr. Jordan Peterson said that he plans to broadcast all aspects of the social media training he was ordered to undergo following a series of controversial posts that he shared online. An Ontario court upheld a decision last week ordering Peterson, a media personality and professor emeritus of the University of Toronto Psychology Department, to complete a social media training on professionalism and public statements or risk potentially losing his license to practice. In an interview on Jesse Waters' Prime Time, Peterson said he will comply with the order, but will publicize his entire experience so the public can decide for themselves how to interpret the order. Part of the order read, the order is not disciplinary and does not prevent Dr. Peterson from expressing himself on controversial topics, or according to the CBC. And so he says, I'm going to do everything I can to make all of this as public as I possibly can. I have done that from the beginning. I released all the documents that included the charges, so to speak, that the college has levied against me. I want to make this 100% transparent and let the public decide for themselves who exactly is acting, let's say, in an unprofessional capacity. Producer Joe, this is going to be interesting.
It sure is. What a way to just let the people speak, too.
And you talk about trying to shut down voices. This is remarkable. And so anyway, it's going to be super interesting, and stay tuned on that. We get to do the show because of great, great sponsors, and one of those is Karen Levine.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance understands the importance of home ownership. Karen Levine works tirelessly at the local, county, state, and national levels to protect your private property rights. With nearly 30 years' experience as a Colorado realtor, Karen Levine will help you navigate the complicated metro real estate market, whether you're buying your home, selling your home, considering a new build, or exploring investment properties. Kim Munson highly recommends Karen Levine. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516 for answers to all your real estate needs.
Boson Law is a local law firm dedicated to helping injured individuals in Denver and the surrounding areas fight for the justice they deserve. Boson Law focuses on personalized representation tailored to your unique situation, with one-on-one attention and counsel and consistent communication. Boson Law personal injury attorneys have extensive trial experience and have successfully represented clients against the interests of powerful corporations, manufacturers, insurance companies, and government agencies. Contact Boson Law at 303-999-9999 for a complimentary in-person consultation. Again, that number is 303-999-9999. Call now at 303-999-9999.
Stay up to date on issues in public health and science by signing up and reading Dr. James Lyons Weiler's latest articles at Popular Rationalism on Substack. Find more information about Popular Rationalism at kimmunson.com.
you'd like to get in touch with one of the sponsors of The Kim Monson Show, but you can't remember their phone contact or website information. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmonson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
And welcome back to The Kim Monson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Monson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You can email me at kim@kimmonson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. I am so thrilled to have in studio with me my friend Carol Baker. She is the Vice President of Education of Liberty Toastmasters Denver. We've got a great show planned, and it's great to have you here.
Well, I'm glad to come in here and talk today on this particular topic, and that is our responsibilities as citizens to know and fulfill our civic duties. I've been seeing this on our agenda for weeks leading up to this, and this Saturday is our first Saturday of September. It is September, have me up already.
Unbelievable.
And so we meet the first and third Saturdays of the month at 10 o'clock at Independence Institute downtown. But the theme,
which is the Denver Club, and then the North Club meets the second and fourth Saturdays up in Longmont.
That's right. Thank you. So you get to alternate, and some of us will visit each other's clubs, but You get these opportunities. So the topic that we're going to be talking about at the meeting is going to be the same thing we're talking about here today. And it has become important to me in the last few years that civic knowledge is just, it's one of the easiest parts, but a very important part of being a citizen.
Mm-hmm. And so we'll be talking with our buddies. So who's our first victim?
Our first victim. All right, here we go. My buddy and yours, Rick Rome. Rick Rome, what do you have to say about our civic duties?
Well, I want to ask a quick question. What's our word of the day real quick?
Approbation.
Approbation.
And it's an expression of warm approval.
I have to tell you, I've been out in the community for quite a while now, and people ask me, what can I do? It's overwhelming. There's so many things that are going in strange directions in our country. And I would tell them, do what you can. Join a PTA. Go to an HOA meeting. Get informed. Go to a Toastmasters meeting and learn to articulate an idea and listen effectively for communication's sake as opposed to response sake. Do these kinds of things that are within your heart to do it. And I have to be honest, I've been floundering a little bit. I feel like I've been ineffective in some of the roles that I've been in the community. And I approached a friend for guidance and counsel. And what she told me was, Rick, sometimes the path is laid at your feet before you. And you just have to trust a faith that and walk that path to find where you're supposed to be in this world and where God wants you to be. And I did a little biblical study in years gone by, and it didn't work out so well for Daniel or Jonah. But I decided to take that path, and as a result, I'm making an announcement that I'm running for Centennial City Council.
Oh my gosh!
And to do that, I think that I have I have the knowledge. As a practicing civil engineer, my entire life has led me to that place where I have the understanding of what it is that a city requires to function. I have the knowledge of how the budgets work. I've stood before council. I've stood before you, Kim, and presented before council. So I understand what it is that has to happen in these organizations. I have a belief that balance and governance is important. And we have, in every single election, we should have a contest. There should always be an opposing candidate in every single election, whether it's school board, library board, city council, governor's race. There should always be a choice for people to make. That way we can restore that balance in governance and do those things that are important. But I also have a passion for individual liberty. And that's the reason I go to these Toastmasters clubs, to do that exercise and understanding that spirit of grace in a secular world where people can follow their bliss. And as a councilman, I hope to preserve that in my community. To that end, and I'm going to botch the word of the day here, as far as being an inspiring figure, I'm hoping to approbate your support, approbate the support of my community, and garner that passion and commitment into our community to do those things that are necessary as citizens in our society and exercise my civic responsibilities.
Wow, you heard it first here. And I have great approbation for you for doing this, Rick Rome. This is a big, big step. And you should have seen the look on and Carol's in my face as you said that. This is super exciting. And you are an excellent communicator. And your grasp of the principles. This is very exciting, Rick Rome. Thank you.
Well, Tim, I used to tell people when they asked me what I was going to run for, and I would tell them my life.
Rim shot.
Yeah, there you go. Rick Rome, thank you. And again, I think that all of your time with Liberty Toastmasters is going to serve you very well. Is this election in November?
It is in November, and I just turned in my ballots on Monday, so I believe I'm on the ballot. I'm getting confirmation this week. So
okay,
we'll
so
see.
You turned in your petition.
Turned in my petitions, and
Fantastic.
Walking the path.
Okay, stay tuned. And again, Liberty Toastmasters, Rick's been a president, so fantastic. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Well, that's a bit of civic knowledge. It's even learning the path it takes to register as a candidate for something. So,
right. So there's a lot.
Dates and deadlines.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Who's our next guest?
Well, we have from our Liberty Toastmasters North Club, we have Greg Morrissey, and he always usually has something as insightful. So, Greg Morrissey, how are you today, and what can you share with us?
Good morning, ladies. Good morning, Kim. It's wonderful to be on your show this morning.
Great to have you.
I'm here to, pardon me?
I said, it is great to have you.
Well, thank you. And to do with civic duties, I would encourage everyone listening to your show, where you live, get to know your city council members, your library boards. Become part of that process to maintain the safety and security of your system. Get to know them. It's not going to happen overnight. Sometimes a little bit difficult. But if you get to know, I've been in front of here up in Longmont, been in front of the city board here quite a few times. They have the meetings on Tuesday night, and you go down there, and some of the point of views you go there to listen to, I never thought of that. You've got to go to them and become part of that system. Become and get to know your civic responsibilities, because everyone's got them, whether you think you have got them or not.
Well, and Greg, I think we're in a very challenging situation right now in America. Colorado, I think, is at the tip of the spear. And I think that it's because many of us have voted and thought, oh, we're voting in people that have our best interests in mind. And what we found in Colorado, that's not necessarily been the case, that they actually have been more interested in big government. So the civic duty, the civic responsibility is a very big thing, Greg.
Yes, it is. And just get involved in your community. Don't worry about the big federal stuff. Your town, your city hall, your mayor, all the departments associated with that, get to know them. Be that influence. Be that person that's going to go and speak there and speak that common sense. And one of the most critical issues is budget. Know where the money is going, where the money is being spent.
Absolutely. So, and each one of us could civic duty get the budget and take a look at that. Greg Morrissey, thank you. And one other thing, you are a U.S. citizen by choice. And
correct.
The Constitution, you always encourage people to understand our Constitution, because granted, it's at the federal level, but it's important to know that as you're getting involved in the local level as well, Greg.
Yes, there is too. But everyone must realize there's also a state constitution.
Mm-hmm. Greg, you're singing my song today. Thank you. I agree with everything you're saying. Just rah-rah.
Okay. Greg Morrissey, thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay. And Carol Baker, our next guest.
Our next guest is also from Liberty Toastmasters North, Terry Goon. Terry, what's on your mind today when we talk about civic knowledge as one of our responsibilities as a citizen?
Well, good morning. Well, it's an interesting day because as I am Terry Goon and I am running to be the mayor of Longmont.
Oh, my
God, Terry.
Oh, wow.
I love Longmont. I've spent most of my life here. I recognize the beauty of the place, the quality of people, their spirit for success, and however that's defined. And they are putting three new tax measures on this year's ballot. Well, we will all be reeling from that large property tax increase that we're all expecting, of course. And I just decided it was important to have someone running who can truly speak to the concepts of free markets and why it's wrong, it's morally wrong, to use other people's money to purchase popular programs. So, you know, some people have their children or their businesses or their free time as their priority. I believe in free markets. These people that want a performing arts center or the rec center, I'm of the mind that they should gather, raise their funds, and build it. And currently, there's even innovative online apps they can use to help with these kinds of endeavors. On, August 22nd, at City Council, there's this beautiful presentation about a future development for the, we have this Blighted Factory east of town here, and it's a beautiful, impressive plan made by people who are respecting the historic nature of this factory. And the speaker spoke on how the site originally came to be. This factory came to be in 1902. 40 individuals in Long Island had gathered their own funds for seed money to finance this factory privately. Yet somehow he equated that, this seed money, with taxing citizens to force their contributions to his development today. The two are absolutely not the same. I believe the city government should be limited to taking care of policing, the municipal justice system, supporting firefighters, maintaining roads, that sort of thing. Of course, long term, I've got big dreams, but I'm a reasonable person, so we should maintain what we have and just stick to that at least and not go beyond. But I want to speak for voices who are fed up with what everyone lovingly likes to call democracy. Because democracy is just mob rule, two wolves and a lamb voting on what's for dinner. I believe you should fund and work for your priorities while I do the same for mine. So vote for Terry Goon for mayor this year in Longmont, and you can learn more about me at Terry Goon, the number 4, Longmont.com.
And that's Terry, it's TerriGoon, the number 4, you said Longmont.com. This is so exciting. And is this a November election as well, Terry?
It is November 7th. Yep.
Boy, this is going to be interesting. I am thrilled. This is amazing.
I sense already that the citizens of Longmont already have an advantage because Centennial, to have someone who's going to present an opposing just opinion, an attitude that once they hear the difference between a group of people willingly giving up their treasure to sponsor something compared to government taxes taking it from everybody equally, once they see that difference, they can't unsee that difference.
Well, and Terry, to that point, proper role of government, and this we've seen this through many of the different municipalities, putting in these very expensive rec centers and these very expensive performing arts centers where only a few people use them. So your point is right. If that is what people want, then pool their dollars, raise the money in the private sector, because I don't use the rec center and I don't go to the performing arts center very often. So I am really excited about this. I can't wait to get to our meeting on Saturday. Terry Goon, thank you again. And what is that website?
Terry Goon, the number 4, then Longmont.com.
Okay. Wow. I wonder what other announcements we're going to have here, Carol. This
right.
is super,
this,
super exciting.
It has been exciting.
And the show comes to you because I'm blessed with amazing sponsors. These are all people who strive for excellence in their professions. And you can rest assured that I know them personally. I endorse each and every one of my sponsors personally. And one of those is Lauren Levy.
Knowledge is power. A reverse mortgage can be an important financial tool for individuals 62 and older. It is essential to understand the process so that all your questions are answered. With nearly 20 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group has the experience to answer your questions. Lauren understands that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage, remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. Kim Munson highly recommends Lauren Levy for all your mortgage needs. Call Lauren at 303-880-8881.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Franktown Firearms wants you to be comfortable with your firearm purchase, so they make it easy for you. At Franktown, they know you want to try a firearm before you commit to your purchase. Franktown has a 10-lane, 30-yard range built into it that can handle handguns, rifles, and black powder loads, making your firearm purchase informed and insightful. An hour of range time is included with any purchase, so you can verify that you've made the right choice and for you to get to know your new firearm. And training courses are available to teach you safety and techniques to operate it confidently. Whether you're a first-time buyer or seasoned expert, Franktown's dedicated staff and expert trainers will walk you through your decision. They help you to try the firearm that you're interested in, ensuring that they're the right option for your specific needs. Whether you're looking for your first firearm or adding to your vast collection, contact Franktown Firearms today by going to klzradio.com/Franktown. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And civic knowledge. We're talking about civic knowledge, and you have a great opportunity, which will be a lot of fun, to expand your civic knowledge about your Constitution by going up to Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week, September 11th through the 17th. Go to GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com. And you'll get all of the information. They kick it off on Monday evening, and just great speakers. I think Rob Nadelson's going to be up there, Thomas Kranewitter. I mentioned Drew Dix on Thursday night, a Medal of Honor recipient will be there. I'll be up there on Saturday for the parade and the main event and the flyover and the Dotsero concert and the fireworks over the lake. I mean, you talk about a...
And one of our special speakers on Saturday
is Dr. Carol Swain. So it's going to be great. So that voice that you hear is Carol Baker. She is one of my colleagues of Liberty Toastmasters. She is the Vice President of Education and one of your favorite subjects that we're talking about.
That's right. Civic knowledge is part of our duty as a citizen. We have Marshall Dawson calling in, but I've got to tell you something, Kim, about Marshall that some may not know, and that is he has a sense of humor. And one of the roles we have in our meetings is we have someone who is a humorist, somebody who can bring a little short story or a little joke or a riddle or something that maybe speakers can kind of file away so sometime when they're giving a presentation, they can use a little something funny when they need to kind of spruce up their speech. Well, last week, at our last meeting, he was not our humorist, but he was quite funny. So with that, Marshall, you threw me off when you were not the humorist, but you were just quite witty. So do you have any witty comments to include along with your comments on civic knowledge and its duty as citizens?
I sure do, Carol. Good morning. But I'm going to make everyone wait for some of my wittiness, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to talk about the angle of civic knowledge and civic duties, but civic duties in particular. There's just one little problem with that. There practically aren't any duties insofar as a duty is an obligation. And maybe you have to submit a yearly form to the IRS. You've probably needed to respond to the census every 10 years, and I hope that nobody is skirting jury duty. If you're a biological male, you have to register for the Selective Service. But the founders designed a system for good citizens, and that especially includes citizens who are civic-minded and who are engaged. They didn't prescribe how engaged we must be or to what extent and how we would do this, but they envisioned citizens who understand the role of government and who would push back on a government that reaches too far. Think about this. They gave us a framework that regular people can participate in, even as elected officials, and then return to normal life. There are other opportunities within your community, like boards or commissions. And lest you feel like this is an extension of the overreach of government, regular people can still become appointees and help recommend limitations on your local government. So, look, we all feel like things have taken a wrong turn. And I should probably pause now and say that if you join Liberty Toastmasters, you're not required to run for office. We love it when you do, right? But there, something like a board or commission is a much smaller commitment, and sometimes as little as once a month. How about writing a letter to your newspaper editor in support of your favorite candidate? How about that? That doesn't take hardly any effort at all. However, if all you do is listen to the radio, if you read the internet, if all you're doing is getting mad about this, if you're like me and you want to yell, get off my lawn, I'm one of those, well, then maybe the problem is staring back at you in the mirror. Look, it's 2023, and that is just not going to cut it anymore. They brought this fight to us. But, look, I think we are waking up, and I think that more good people are realizing we need to be engaged, not just informed, but actually engaged. Tim, I know that you like quotes. I'm going to tell a quick story here. I know we're running out of time. When Benjamin Franklin was at the Constitutional Convention, he was looking at the sun that was painted in George Washington's chair, and he was seeing the sun for months. As the delegates were signing the Constitution, Benjamin Franklin said, "I've looked at that picture behind the president without being able to tell whether it is a rising or setting sun. But now at length, I have the happiness to know that it is a rising and not a setting sun." I mean, what a testament to the optimism that our founding has given this country and to the power that is still retained by the people. So let's exert a little bit of that power. Let's use our civic knowledge and claim some of those civic duties to steer our federal, state, and local governments in the right direction, the direction where we as Americans know that it needs to go.
Marshall Dawson, thank you so much. Very inspiring. Thank you, Marshall. And who is our next speaker?
Well, another member that is from Liberty Toastmasters North, but he's been a guest at Liberty Toastmasters Denver with us so many times that I've had a chance to get acquainted with him there. Dave, what do you have to share with us today regarding our civic duties and having civic knowledge? It's just part of being a citizen.
That's Dave Walden.
Good morning, Tim and Carol. What do I have to share? Probably a little more than I try to normally share at our meetings, Carol. You know, civic knowledge is a subset, and it's a subset of whatever that body of knowledge that one is supposed to acquire through K-12 education. As we all have come to understand, with ever-increasingly dire examples, that K-12 education is in bad straits. And so my views on civic knowledge and civic responsibility to be a knowledgeable citizen, it begins with Thomas Jefferson and Madison's understanding that education is probably one of the most important life lessons one can learn early on. And in view of that, that is why, in my judgment, education needs to be wrested from the control of government and its special interests and returned to the interests of all of us, which is the market. I don't understand why the Republican Party, for example, in view of what I have just said, and its inescapable truth about the state of education, why they have not made school choice the civil rights issue of the 21st century and touted it in every local, county, state, and the federal election races. Because the support for doing something wise and prudent about education, for example, returning it to the control of the parents and children who are the consumers of it, is the most important thing, in my judgment, that we have confronting us. Let me share Doss Marshall's optimism. Yes, there is an awakening, and I am part of it, and I see it around me. But keep in mind, Every year, we graduate an entire class of people who have been trained in civic ignorance, as well as ignorance in other things that we all come to understand. So the bottom line, we must be educated, and in order to be properly educated, it must be competitive with the customer, the consumer, choosing that education which they determine is the most beneficial and productive for them.
Okay. I really appreciate your point of view on that.
Dave, you have nailed it. Thank you so much. And we've got Christy Whaley on the line as well. Christy, what's your comments regarding civic knowledge?
First, Kim, I want to state emphatically on your show today that I am not running for office.
Thank you.
But in 23 years, it'll take about 23 years, and then I plan to draft a certain I'll talk about in a moment. But your topic today, I encapsulated in a speech I gave. It was a rest of the story type of speech. And it was, I don't know if either one of you heard it, but I was talking about what came next after Benjamin Franklin said to Mrs. Powell, "A republic, madam, if you can keep it." Now, I imagine she did not go off and say, "Well, good, glad to hear it, a republic," and go on her merry way. I think what happened is, and this is my imagination, and this is what I said in my speech, is that when he said, "A republic, madam, if you can keep it," she had asked him, "What do we have, a republic or a monarchy?" And in a way, he was throwing down the gauntlet to her. And so I imagine, excuse me, her saying, "A republic, if I can keep it, well, what do you mean, sir?" And he says, "Not just you, madam, but you and your posterity, and your neighbors and their posterity, on down through the generations." And so she says, "Well, that's a bit of a relief, but how on earth do I keep it?" And he says, "Madam, it's getting hot standing out here in the September sun, and my gout is acting up. How about we go to a tavern around the corner, and we'll discuss it further?" So they do, and he talks about three salient points. First of all, he talks about the vision that the founders had for our country and how an informed citizenry is part of that. But anyway, he talks about instilling a love of country, patriotism, into your children. And you do that by, I won't give all the examples, but for commemorating things like, of course, the Independence Day, mm-hmm. or Independence Day, different presidents, generals, etc. We honor our heroes. And then how education is so important. You quoted Thomas Jefferson. Most of our founders, Kim, had quotes about education. I included one of those in my speech, how we have to have an educated citizenry. And last but not least, once you have those two things, then when you see injustice, and you'll know what injustice is because you will know our founding documents, then you have to act.
So have to act.
Education and act.
Christy Whaley, thank you so much. And Tim and Cheyenne, stay on the line for hour number two. Carol Baker, it's great to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having Liberty Toastmasters on.
And we'll be right back with hour number two.
Are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
It's the Kim Munson Show. Analyzing the most important stories.
I find that it takes work to get your brain around these ideas, and it takes work to engage in these conversations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
With what is happening down at the State House, I used to think it was above my pay grade to read this legislation, and it's not.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
I see big danger in as much as we will be giving unelected bureaucrats the power to make rules about what we inject into our bodies.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation. And welcome to hour number two of the Kim Munson Show. Thank you so much for joining us. You're each treasured, you're valued, you have purpose today. Strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body, my friends. We were made for this moment. And thank you to the team I work with. That's producer Steve, producer Joe, producer Luke, Zach, Echo, Charlie, all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Producer Joe, we did it.
We
Liberty
made
Toastmasters.
It. Yes, ma'am.
And good job.
Thank you.
I have great approbation for you. And that
is
our word of the day. Approbation. It's a noun, an expression of warm approval, praise, the act of approving or commending, the giving of assent to something as proper or praiseworthy, sanction, approval, commendation. And I also have to say, I have great approbation for my buddies, and that is Rick Rome, who is running for Centennial City Council, and my friend Terry Goon, who is running for the mayor of Longmont. My heart is just bounding. I am so excited about that. So, again, just so cool. Our quote of the day, and I went to Ronald Reagan because he's known as the great communicator, and since we had Liberty Toastmasters Day in the first hour, we're always working to become better communicators. I thought I'd go to him. And Ronald Reagan, he was an American politician and actor. He was our 40th president. He was a member of the Republican Party. However, he had been a Democrat. And he was born in 1911, died in 2004. And he said this: "We must reject the idea that every time a law is broken, society is guilty rather than the lawbreaker. It is time to restore the American precept that each individual is accountable for his actions." And I thought that was very appropriate as we were talking about our civic duty. I wanted to talk with Tim and Cheyenne. He called in, and he's been very patient. So, Tim and Cheyenne, you wanted to make a comment about Dr. Carol Swain. So, welcome.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's no problem hanging on. I love your show, Kim.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, listen, I just wanted to say, if this is the Dr. Carol Swain, I just want to just elevate her, how great she is. She's an amazing woman, highly accomplished, and she's a beautiful black lady, and I just think it speaks well of what she's accomplished, because she was a high school dropout at one time, and she's a great author, speaker. She's highly sought, and she had a full professorship at Vanderbilt, and her accomplishments are just incredible. And then one of my favorite things to recognize her for is she does a tremendous 5-minute video on black history and how the Democrats undermined blacks trying to get votes and citizenship and things like that way back in the 1800s. And that's on PragerU, and I hope I can plug that, but it's a good 5-minute video if somebody wants to see something that's spectacular. But I just wanted to mention that she is an amazing speaker. I wish I could attend this conference, because just being there for her alone as the keynote speaker is going to be, I think, fabulous.
It is a really amazing thing. And yes, this is the Dr. Carol Swain, Tim, who will be presenting as the keynote speaker on September 16th up at Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week. And yes, it is a pretty amazing, it's an amazing thing, Tim, that this little town, this little just beautiful town in our Rocky Mountains, what they do each year for our Constitution is amazing. This is their 12th annual. It is all volunteers. And yes, it is the Dr. Carol Swain, Tim. So would love to have you join us. It sounds like you may have a conflict, but if you can work it out, it's going to be a very special day.
Can I ask you, is all the information on your website, too, by the way, if I wanted to pursue this closely?
You know what? Let me see. You can go to Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week. .com, okay. And I know that we rolled it out in my email newsletter this last weekend, but for sure, GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com has all of the events and all of the speakers, and again, this is an all-volunteer group that puts this whole thing together, so it's going to be super special, and so with any luck, if you make it up there on Saturday, be sure and introduce yourself, Tim.
Oh, I would love that, and thank you. I love the truth, justice, and the American way, and all those things you stand for, reading good books and all that. I just love it, and I think you're just on such a good trajectory, and it's so nice to hear what you are informing us with every day. Thank you, Kim.
Well, thank you, Tim, and it is our honor. And it's just the good Lord just has nudged us along in regarding our guest selection. As many of you know, I am an entrepreneur, so I buy my airtime. All this is very entrepreneurial that we do. And so I have full control over guest selection and subject selection. And many times it's like, what do people want to hear? What do they need to hear? And so, Tim, I appreciate your supportive words on this. I really do.
All righty. Well, thank you again. And I'll see what I can do. If I can make changes, I'll be there and I will introduce myself.
Sounds great. And so hopefully we'll see Tim from Cheyenne up at Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week. And you can get more information by going to GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com. That is GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com. Wanted to just mention another headline. And actually, I wanted to talk with Trent Luce about this, and we ran out of time yesterday. But this is Colorado is mulling how to spend nearly $1 billion in broadband funding. And when I was on city council 2012 to 2016, that was during the Obama administration, and there was a lot of money coming into Colorado for broadband, for government-run broadband. And much of it was under the guise of trying to get broadband to rural areas. But what I saw, and many of these municipalities have decided to get into the broadband business, which is not the proper role of government. If private enterprise, if businesses can provide a good or goods or services, that's what they're supposed to do. Government is not supposed to be in the broadband business, and one has to ask why. So during the Trump administration, you saw this movement towards government-run broadband was being pulled back, but it is now back. And it says this is from, let's see, Ed Seelover is the author on this, and this is from The Sum and Substance. And it says, Colorado is getting nearly $1 billion in broadband funding from the federal government. First of all, I will make an editorial note that that is money that we don't have. We are trillions of dollars in debt, and so we don't really have this money. They are printing it, which is causing inflation, government-induced inflation. So I continue on. Money that offers unprecedented opportunities to connect 99% of the state and open economic development to areas that now have little chance to attract at attracting that. See how they make this sound, that it is going to be so good for all of us. It says, but the Colorado Office of Information Technology and the state's U.S. senators want most of all of the $826 million in broadband equity access and deployment, BEAD money, to go to rural providers, nonprofits, and local governments, not traditional internet service providers. And while several larger providers offered full support to the program and its goals of near universal access, they questioned whether those goals are achievable if the most experienced and well-staffed companies in the industry are not included in the process. And I will also mention back in 2012 to 2016, there was a broadband provider that was being and one of the broadband attorneys that was very involved with municipalities had a, I don't know if it was a nonprofit or whatever, and I'll have to go back and find all my information on that, but ultimately got a lot of government money and then went out of business. And so anyway, it goes on to say that Colorado OIT leaders, who in July announced receipt of the funding as part of the 2021 Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, are developing a proposal on how they will divvy up the funds to connect some 190,000 households that can't access high-speed internet now. If approved by the National Telecommunications and Information Administration early next year, the money will be delivered in two lump sums, and work must be done by 2027. Now, I need to figure out exactly how much that is per household, so we'll do that during the break. But my friends, to have government in charge of the internet, this has been something that PBIs have been wanting for quite some time. But if they are then in control of the internet, connecting a dot. I know this sounds like tin hat, but let's go back to the reaction to COVID, where government decided which businesses were essential and which weren't. Do you think possibly that government might decide who is essential to get access and who isn't? So that is why this is very, very dangerous. So we'll continue the discussion on this, but we need to have government stay in its proper role. And that is not the proper role of government, to be providing services that, in fact, a private enterprise can do. And so we have these important discussions and bring these things forward because of wonderful sponsors. I know each and every one of my sponsors personally. They all strive for excellence. And a great way to support the show is if you need their goods or services, give them your business. And one of those great partners is the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team. And Roger knows that life can be challenging, and it's their mission to maximize your financial security as you manage the risks of everyday life. Call Roger Mangan at 303-795-8855 for more information. Like a good neighbor, Roger Mangan's team is there.
So I switched my insurance to the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Agency. Get this. I actually talked to Roger Mangan, who has been helping people with their insurance coverage in our community for 47 years. He helped me create a State Farm personalized price insurance plan for my home and auto and explained affordable options. For personalized service and peace of mind that you are working with a team that cares about you and your family, call Roger Mangan now at 303-795-8855. Kim highly recommends the Roger Mangan State Farm Insurance Team. Again, that number is 303-795-8855.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance understands the importance of home ownership. Karen Levine works tirelessly at the local, county, state, and national levels to protect your private property rights. With nearly 30 years' experience as a Colorado realtor, Karen Levine will help you navigate the complicated metro real estate market, whether you're buying your home, selling your home, considering a new build, or exploring investment properties. Kim Munson highly recommends Karen Levine. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516 for answers to all your real estate needs.
You'd like to get in touch with one of the sponsors of The Kim Munson Show, but you can't remember their phone contact or website information. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We're an independent voice. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. Today is an important day. There's a lot going on, and I'm very pleased to have on the line with me Natalie Minton. She is the creator of Colorado Engaged, and Brandon Wark. He is the creator and founder of Free State Colorado, and we're talking about taxes. Natalie Minton, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, Natalie, before we get into it, we have some mutual friends, and that is Glenn and Mary Jansen. And they are the owners, the creators of and entrepreneurs of Jansen Photography, located in Lakewood, Colorado. And they did a photo shoot with for me, and they did amazing. I mean, Glenn Jansen works magic with his camera, but also you did a photo shoot with them as well. And I know it was a super experience for you as well.
It was. I would highly recommend them, and they've got a beautiful property with the backdrops. That just, I don't know where else you could find that. So I highly recommend them, and I've known them for well over 10 years.
Yes, and you can get more information by going to jansenphotography.com. That's jansenphotography.com. So it's great to have you, Natalie. And Brandon Wark, founder and creator of Free State Colorado, welcome.
Thank you, Kim. Happy to be here.
You're doing such great work, Brandon, and thank you. Natalie, let's start with you. There is something important that is happening today regarding Proposition HH, which will be on our ballot this November. It is a classic bait and switch. You have the question on the ballot, but there's actually the actual text of the whole measure is 48 pages long. And if government wants to reduce your taxes, it doesn't take 48 pages to do that, Natalie.
oh, that bill is such a mess that the money funneling that goes on, people have, there are certain people within the government who have called it a game of Plinko, which is an old Price is Right game where you had a chance of getting zero or a chance of getting 5,000. That Prop HH, which was generated from Senate Bill 303, is a financial mess. At the end of the day, it's going to take our Tabor refunds, gradually grows the size of government by one percentage point, taking money from the private sector, our pockets, growing the size of government, yet they're trying to pass it off as meaningful property tax relief, which is a joke. So one of the things that's up today is while we all get a ballot come close to Election Day, most people haven't seen the ballot question, but it's very deceiving. It says, do you want this property tax, this relief, this relief, this relief, in exchange for the state surplus? Well, most people don't know what the state surplus necessarily means, but that's our Tabor refund. So today is the day where there's a hearing about another election-related document that all voters have the opportunity to read and hopefully do. It's the Blue Book, which is mailed to all voters prior to them getting their ballot. So they're going to get the Blue Book, and it's called that because the cover's blue, about roughly a month before Election Day. Today is the day there's a hearing where activists can engage and comment on what's included in that Blue Book. We've been fighting through the drafts. I know you've participated, Kim. I think Brandon has too. Others have lined up to say we have to make sure it's very clear we lose our Tabor refunds. Today's a hearing at 9 a.m., and people can actually sign up to testify remotely or virtually by going to the website, and I'll... We can say this a couple times, but it's leg.colorado, all spelled out, .gov/testimony. And when somebody goes there, they're going to see an option for remote testimony, submit written testimony. I'm not sure how fast that gets to the legislature. But testifying in person, it's at 9 a.m., people still would have a chance to get there, or just listen online and listen to us argue over this, which educates voters to help us defeat HH.
Okay. And again, that's leg.colorado.gov/testimony, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So let's, Brandon, at Free State Colorado, you and Natalie have been doing these great videos. And one of your most recent ones is 5 quick ways to lower your property taxes and fight Proposition HH. So tell us about that. How can we lower our property taxes?
Yeah, thank you, Kim. And just to mention, too, the links that Natalie was mentioning, you can find those on the freestatecolorado.com website. If you click into that 5 quick ways to lower your property taxes and fight Proposition HH. I have everything listed there as well. But, you know, one of the key ones, of course, is that Blue Book hearing this morning on Proposition HH, speaking out and trying to create some transparency for the voters to be fully informed on how bad Proposition HH is and how it's going to take away our Tabor refunds. One of the other big ones to do, I would say, is volunteer for a pro-property candidate. It's number 4 on our list there. You know, this is a great year to get involved in local elections and local politics. So many people are focused next year on 2024, big presidential race, lots of things happening. But not as many people are focusing here in 2023 when we have so many great municipal races. It's a really easy way to get involved, and really it doesn't take much to make a big impact on your city government. So find those candidates. You know, you can do a quick online search, city council candidates in your city. Find their contact information. It's oftentimes listed on the website, or find them on their campaign website or social media, and ask them, contact them, reach out to them. What are you going to do to lower property taxes if you are elected? Will you lower the mill levy if elected? And if you like what they say, you know, consider maybe volunteering for their campaign or contributing to them. I think that's a key thing, and it's just such a great year to get involved in these local political races when so many people aren't paying attention. So you can have a really big impact.
Well, and I'm not sure if you were listening in hour number one, but it was Liberty Toastmasters Day, and two of my fellow Liberty Toastmasters have announced that they are running for municipal offices. Rick Rome is running for city council in Centennial, and Terry Goon announced she is running for mayor in Longmont. So they must have gone to Free State, Colorado, and heard you encourage them, Brandon Wark.
That's great.
Okay, so Natalie, this hearing this morning is important, and I can't get down there because I have another recording, but I'm going to sign up or at least make public comments. But what else do people need to know regarding Prop HH?
Well, let me go to the Blue Book hearing. If people do want to chime in, I want to mention a couple items they could focus on. This Blue Book is just so important. It goes to every household where there's a registered voter, and there's no way as volunteers that we're going to be able to do that by ourselves. But two of the things that still exist in this Blue Book draft that would help us defeat HH is that, first, the title itself, probably the biggest thing, it says reduce property taxes and retain state revenue. This falls along with the question that's being posed on the ballot itself. It's not clear enough. What we want that title to say is state retention of TABOR refunds and limit property tax increases, because that's really all it's doing. We're going to still see a huge hike. The biggest thing is it's taking the TABOR refunds that should be listed first. Instead of saying state revenue or state surplus like in the question, it needs to say state retention of TABOR refunds and reduce property tax increase. So those, one of the other big things, and this leads into the discussion about lowering property taxes at the local level. Prop HH claims in the sixth bullet point, again, go to freestatecolorado.com, and you'll find the links to these legislative, the legislative links with the draft of the Blue Book and the ballot analysis. It claims that it will have a property tax limit on local governments. What's important to know, think about property taxes in the big picture, we don't pay property taxes to the state of Colorado. We pay property taxes to local governments, county, school. We've done, Brandon and I have done videos on this, how to look it up. If you're not sure, don't know where to look it up, we've done extensive work on trying to educate people to find the information to protect themselves, protect their wallet. Back to local governments. Supposedly, there's a property tax cap in Prop HH. It's actually a soft cap, first of all. And secondly, there are two major forms of government that are excluded from the cap itself. The first is all school districts do not fall under this cap. Second is home rule jurisdictions. Probably not the most familiar term for a lot of people, but as an example, a lot of the metro area cities, bigger cities, would be home rule. They have their own set of type rules. The schools and home rule jurisdictions are not included in the cap. Those governments that still remain under this alleged soft cap, all they have to do is hold a public hearing, and the elected body can waive the cap that is supposedly put in as safety. joke for us in Prop HH. So in the Blue Book, I have repeatedly asked, I know others have too, it says in here right now, create a new limit on the growth of property tax revenue for most local governments. It's the sixth bullet here. That just needs to have the word optional in there. Create a new optional limit on the growth of property tax. Because these governments, if HH passes, the local governments will immediately try to set up a meeting and vote to remove that property tax cap. It's useless, which then leads into part of the video that Brandon and I just put out with five quick tips. if we're going to lower property taxes, regardless of whether HH fails or passes, okay, regardless of situation, we have to lower that mill levy that is put in place by the local governing body. They vote on that in October or November. We have time to engage in that through the month of September and make mill levy reduction an agenda item for all local governments in Colorado.
Okay, so I want to continue on because people are going to say, how can I find out which jurisdictions I pay property taxes to? So we'll keep that as our cliffhanger there. For all of you, I'm feeling all of this intellectual curiosity that is bubbling up. And boy, do we have an answer for you, and that is Dr. James Lyons Weiler has created at IPAC, that's ipak-edu.org, matching up those that are intellectually curious with nationally renowned instructors and creating this educational system where we can learn. And they're college-level courses, if not above, but they're very affordable, might be $150, $180 for a 15-week course. And when you're registering, if you put in Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N, you will receive a discount. And so everything is going to ramp up here after Labor Day. So go over to IPAC-EDU and take a look at all of the courses. And I am signed up for one regarding the subject is literature and totalitarianism. It's going to be absolutely fascinating. So again, you can find that information at IPAC-EDU. And we will be right back with Natalie Minton and Brandon Wark.
It's Colorado. We want warm homes in the winter and cool, comfortable homes in the summer. Johnny Stubbs Services is the heating and air conditioning company to call to ensure that your heating and cooling systems run efficiently and last for years. Johnny Stubbs Services' team of experts provide proper guidance to help you make informed decisions about your heating and cooling needs. Kim Munson highly recommends Johnny Stubbs Services. Schedule your air conditioning check before summer arrives at johnnystubservices.com and receive a great gift. That's johnnystubservices.com.
Knowledge is power. A reverse mortgage can be an important financial tool for individuals 62 and older. It is essential to understand the process so that all your questions are answered. With nearly 20 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group has the experience to answer your questions. Lauren understands that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage, remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. Kim Munson highly recommends Lauren Levy for all your mortgage needs. Call Lauren at 303-880-8881.
Stay up to date on issues in public health and science by signing up and reading Dr. James Lyons Weiler's latest articles at Popular Rationalism on Substack. Find more information about Popular Rationalism at kimmunson.com.
No matter how you define it, inflation is out of control. Increasing prices at the gas pump and grocery stores are hurting everyday people. All these challenges we face are preventable. Individuals must understand what is going on and who is responsible. That is why Kim Munson is bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing our families, our communities, our state, and our country. Now more than ever, it's important to support Kim's independent voice. She has the courage to research and inform you about the real issues. It's not easy, and Kim could use your help. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute. Again, help Kim by contributing at KimMunson.com. That's MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is KimMunson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and you can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. Text line is 720-605-0647. And before we get back to Natalie and to Brandon, one of our quotes, I was looking for quote of the day, Ronald Reagan, and I came across this quote. And he said, "Some people wonder all their lives if they've made a difference. The Marines don't have that problem." And I pulled that because, as you all know, I'm very involved with the USMC Memorial Foundation. And they are raising money for the remodel of the Marine Memorial at 6th and Colfax. And I was out there this last weekend for the 46th anniversary and the relighting of the flags. And Paula Sarles and her team, she is the president of the USMC Memorial Foundation. They are working diligently on what to raise the money for the remodel. And my friends, as we are looking at the news where we're seeing memorials and monuments and things taken down, it's more important than ever that we help them out. So go to usmcmemorialfoundation.org. Brandon Wark, if people want to figure out all the different entities that they pay property taxes to, how can they do that?
Yeah, one of the easiest ways is to type in your county name, get on an online search engine like Google, type in your county name. So if you're in Arapahoe County property search, type that in. It's going to take you to your county assessor's website, so Jefferson County, Denver County, whatever it is, and then it'll ask you for your address. Type in your address on the county assessor's website. It's going to give you a whole list of all the different taxing authorities that this mill levy charges. So it could be everything from a park and recreation district, a sanitation district, fire district. Of course, schools is usually one of the biggest pieces of the pie there, as well as your city and some other different districts around there. But it's very interesting to think how many different government entities we're paying taxes to and how unaware people are. And, you know, these mills add up. We get these ballot questions nearly every year. Hey, we'll increase property taxes by 0.0 this much to fund a new park or a new swimming pool or something like that. And then before you know it, a decade goes by and your property taxes are through the roof. So as Natalie was mentioning, one of the big things is to get involved at that local level. There's a massive opportunity for our local governments to provide real property tax relief, but it's going to take citizens, voters, people getting out there and interacting with your local government. You know, it's so flashy to focus on the national level politics, but really where the rubber meets the road, where the action is at, is in your local community. And you can have such an impact. It's such an empowering message for individuals to be able to interact with these local levels of government.
Well, and Natalie, on one hand, we've thought that decentralizing government is a good thing. But what I've seen with all these different kind of decentralizing government, it's difficult. There's so many little different taxing entities, which I'm not sure I think that that's a great idea, because it takes a lot of time to try to interact with each of these. As Brandon said, the library board, the school board, the parks and rec board, the fire district. And in some ways, I almost feel like it's by design on this whole property tax thing. And now we are faced with this massive tax increase because the people of Colorado repealed Gallagher a couple of years and nothing. So that was guardrails really on residential property taxes. And so we repealed it. Nothing was put in place. Now people are looking at anywhere from a 35 to 45%, if not more, increase in their property taxes, Natalie.
Yes, it is challenging with so many levels of government to keep up with them. There's a few within, you know, my own area that are special problems. I mean, there's constant movement to take away liberty, take away freedom, take more of our taxes. And being able to focus on those larger ones, I mean, you pick your battles, right? But the opposite is putting it in the state's hands. And as we saw with, like, the land use bills earlier this year, where the state wants to take away zoning with Proposition HH, instead of having that local control of, you know, how much should fire get or the park or this or that, who is doing some mission creep, and, you know, it needs to be, hey, you need to prioritize safety or whatever the issue may be, HH does the opposite of that. It's going to put more control in the state's hands. That's why the Special Districts Association, Colorado Municipal League, Colorado Counties have all been somewhat jointly opposed, although not as visible as some of us would like, that it just turns it into what was called the Plinko game. The contestant goes up on top of, you know, walks up the steps, up on top of this huge game thing, drops a chip through, and doesn't know what they're going to get. Well, let's think of it from the taxpayer's perspective. Now you have the state and administrators and bureaucrats and bureaucracy playing games with how your money is funding local government. So HH is certainly not the answer. The answer really lies within getting, as Brandon mentioned, getting those people elected that are looking out for taxpayer interests, where they're going to call you up as soon as they know something and say, hey, constituent A, I know your, you know, fiscal issues. Here's a heads up. Staff's trying to present this to council, and I'm worried. Electing those people, getting that connection, running for office, although we're a little bit late this year, but, you know, there's always a future. It's a challenge, certainly. I agree. But our option is letting government go off all by itself, and we know that's not the answer.
Right. And what I'm concerned about, Brandon, is that particularly with this new tax increase, property tax increase, that people are going to start to be taxed out of their homes. I just did what you recommended. I went to the Douglas County Assessor. I put in my address. And there are 10 different entities that I pay property taxes to. And my friend Susan Kochevar said that that if you think you own your property, just try not paying your property taxes, and you'll find out who really owns your property, and that is government, because you have to pay your taxes. But there are 10 different entities that I pay property taxes to. That is, and it makes it, I guess, to Natalie's point, we don't want to centralize all that taxing, property tax authority at the state, but it also makes it difficult to keep track of all of them, Brandon.
Yes, 100% agree with you there. You know, you just got to start where you can win. You got to start at the first step, you know, find one of those districts, something that you can have a voice in, learn about it, and kind of go from there. So, you know, you can't eat the whole elephant in one bite. You got to start at one piece at a time, and I think that's a big, you know, goal of liberty activism in Colorado, too. You know, we want to do everything possible to make such a huge impact, but it's really those small battles, those individual battles that we win one step at a time. And a lot of it's just getting organized, getting better organized as a liberty community. And one of the things that is leading to this better organization, better coalition building, is actually a barbecue on Saturday, the Skewer Prop HH Barbecue at Sloan's Lake, in the north central area of Sloan's Lake, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Libertarian Party of Colorado is hosting it, a barbecue fundraiser to help defeat Proposition HH, and there's some good Liberty coalitions being built with Americans for Prosperity, as well as a lot of other individuals out there who are coming together so we can get organized, so we can tackle these big issues all together, because we can't do it alone. We can't, you know, maybe on our own we can fight one special district or get involved on one local level of government, but it's going to take this community of liberty organizers, of liberty activists, to really go after the whole piece of the whole pie altogether. So I would recommend people check out on freestatecolorado.com on that five quick video. There's the flyer for the Skewer Prop HH Barbecue. It's number 5 in our video that we put out this week. And recommend people go, build coalitions, and get organized. You know, it's going to take a group effort for us to keep defending our freedom, defend our taxpayers' Bill of Rights, and move Colorado to a free state.
Yes, we have a lot of work to do to reclaim our beautiful Colorado. Natalie, I know that you also watch the money. Is there big money that's coming in favor of Proposition HH, or have you had a chance to take a look at that yet?
Yes, I have. Only the first filing, though, which just off the bat, they took in over $250,000. Close to $400,000. So with that being that amount on the first filing, the next filing date, it actually was just a day ago. So we'll know the report here in several days. But I suspect, I've put out a number, it may be a little bit high, but over $5 million by the proponents. And half of that money is from out of state. And with that $360,000 on first round, that was from 4 donations. So we're not talking, as Marianne Goodland with Colorado Politics put it, wealthy Democrats and some organizations like wealthy, when I say wealthy Democrats, I mean Pat Stryker, and probably some others to follow, and Democrat organizations that funded through dues, union dues, or in some cases, questionably, some public monies. in my opinion. So they're going to be a serious campaign, but we've got serious opposition. And going back to the level of amount of governments we got to fight, at the end of the day, I kind of like fighting government. So it's okay, but there's a lot of targets out there.
Yes, Natalie, you do like to try to get government back in the proper role where it's supposed to be. So, Brandon Wark, thank you, first of all. What's the final thought you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Subscribe to freestatecolorado.com. I got an email newsletter. I'm going to be ramping up a lot of opportunities for people to get involved locally on the political level to fight for liberty, defeat Proposition HH, and network with other liberty activists. So email newsletter at freestatecolorado.com, as well as subscribe to the YouTube channel and follow on Twitter to keep up to date on all of the fights that we're fighting.
You're doing a lot of great work, Brandon Wark, so thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim.
Okay, and Natalie, your final thought that you'd like to leave with listeners. I know you're going to be, are you going to go down to the Capitol, or are you going to be virtual on your testimony today?
I am going down to look them in the eye again.
That's Natalie Minton, who likes to fight government. Your final thought.
I'm so grateful you have this show, and Brandon Wark with Free State Colorado. I've been doing this a long time, and we've gotten so far with social media. It's easy to spread the word. So for the folks out there, share this website, rejecthh.com. That's rejecthh.com. And do please subscribe and sign up for Brandon's ton of good stuff at freestatecolorado.com. And Kim, you're the best. That's what I got to end with.
Thanks, Natalie Minton. And I'm glad to be in this fight with you here in Colorado. We need to reclaim our state. And how we do that is government needs to get smaller so that the individual can be bigger. Proposition HH is a huge grab to try to make government even bigger and bigger, because it will fund the beast through basically gutting our Tabor refunds. So again, it's a no on Proposition HH. And I do want to hear from you. Text line is 720-605-0647. 720-605-0647. Show comes to you because of sponsors like John Boson and Boson Law.
A recent report notes that the number of children diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder is consistently and dramatically increasing. This is heartbreaking. If your child or grandchild or someone you know has been diagnosed with autism or ADHD following exposure to Tylenol or acetaminophen during pregnancy, call Boson Law at 303-999-9999. Boson Law is a Colorado-based law firm who has been fighting Big Pharma for over 20 years. Call now at 303-999-9999 for a free, no-obligation review of your potential claim. Call now at 303-999-9999.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Franktown Firearms want you to be comfortable with your firearm purchase, so they make it easy for you. At Franktown, they know you want to try a firearm before you commit to your purchase. Franktown has a 10-lane, 30-yard range built into it that can handle handguns, rifles, and black powder loads, making your firearm purchase informed and insightful. An hour of range time is included with any purchase, so you can verify that you've made the right choice and for you to get to know your new firearm. And training courses are available to teach you safety and techniques to operate it confidently. Whether you're a first-time buyer or seasoned expert, Franktown's dedicated staff and expert trainers will walk you through your decision. They help you to try the firearms that you're interested in, ensuring that they're the right option for your specific needs. Whether you're looking for your first firearm or adding to your vast collection, contact Franktown Firearms today by going to klzradio.com/franktown. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And I really do appreciate the great work that Natalie Minton and Brandon Wark are doing regarding this no on Proposition HH and how that got to our ballot. There's several different ways that something can get onto the ballot. And one of those is the state legislature can refer it to the ballot, which is what happened. They passed Senate Bill 303 that was passed by the Senate and the House of Representatives here and then signed by the governor. And then that put that onto the ballot. And it is known as Proposition HH. And boy, I tell you, as you look at your property tax bill and you see all of these different entities that we pay property taxes to, we need to start to really roll this back. And to Natalie's point, now is the time to engage with these different entities. They all have elected boards to request that they lower the mill levy, at least temporarily. I know many of them would not want to lower it permanently because then they would have to ask us again if they wanted to increase it. Go in and take a look at your property tax bill there and then engage with each of these entities because I am very concerned that people will be taxed out of their homes. And we have Ann from Denver on the line. Action, Ann, what's on your radar?
Well, I think you can go to GoVote and spell out the word Colorado.com, and you'll find all your taxing districts, okay? And you're saying that each one of those can take a vote to reduce the mill levy by some percentage? Is that what you're saying?
That is my understanding. So I'm looking at this. Now, the school district is a little different animal because they bump up against the School Finance Act. And I think the School Finance Act, there is a set for sure 27 mills on that. And I think that's statewide, so don't totally quote me on that. So that does bump up against it, but there are other mills that the district has. There's other debt that the district incurs that I think they have some leeway on that action, Ann. But so, for example, Douglas County Government, that would be your county commissioners. South Metro Fire Rescue and Fire Protection District, I'm pretty sure that's an elected board. South Suburban Park and Rec, that is an elected board. Park Meadows Metropolitan District, that is an elected board. The Library District, I'll have to check on that. So, Anne, it's a good question. I need to check a little bit more into that, but that's my understanding. And perhaps if Natalie's probably on her way down to the State House, but I'll try to get the answer for you on that, Anne.
Oh, okay. Can I just say one more thing?
Sure.
We can all put that website, which is what she just gave, which was rejecthh.com, isn't that?
Yes.
Right? Okay, so we can make our own sign and say, vote no, November 7th, HH, and then put that website there so people can go, you know, directly and put it, make as many signs as you can and get it as many locations and corner locations as possible.
Absolutely. And one of our listeners, I had mentioned that you could make your car a billboard as well by putting no on HH with that window paint on your car as well. So that's an idea as well, Action Ann.
That's brilliant. I love that the best.
There you go. And Ann, thank you for you're tireless in trying to keep people informed on what is occurring there. So again, that website is rejecthh.com. That's rejecthh.com. And again, it purports some short-term property tax relief, which I know everybody would like, but it actually will gut Tabor and take our Tabor refunds basically forever. And if we want to give up our Tabor refunds, that's one thing. But to vote to give up our children's Tabor refunds, where they have no say in that, is unvirtuous. So again, that is rejecthh.com. And we've got Gammy on the line. Gammy, what's on your radar?
Good morning. Hey, and Ann, I did try to call you back. All right, listen. After your shows were on, you know, because I can't even have a relaxing morning bath anymore without a notebook and a pen in my hand if I'm listening at 6 in the morning. It's your fault. Thank you for doing the incredible job you guys do. Aww. And I'm not blowing smoke up your keister, because you get my texts when I don't agree with people, so you know.
I know. But
I love you. But listen, I wrote a letter to my city council and to the commissioners, and of course, as you know, sent it to the world, because you got it. And the commissioner, Kerry Geithner, and the city council legal guy wrote me back. I have these. I want to send them to Natalie and Brandon, because I've watched their show, you know, a couple of their YouTubers, to be sure I knew what I was saying. They answered me. Both of them said they're lowering the El Paso County mill locally. And I'm like, because we've all been screaming and speaking and yelling. And we have 64 counties in Colorado. That means if enough people just write their local people, that, like they said, like Natalie and Brandon's site is awesome. What was that again now?
It is freestatecolorado.com.
Right, freestatecolorado.com. Anyway, what I was going to say to you is, when they hear from enough people, and I said in my letter, you have the power locally to lower taxes. You can't raise them, but you can lower them. And back in the last session, we called, we spoke, got cut off, you know, et cetera, to fight those bills before it became a suggestion or a ballot proposition HH. You know, we saw it, we fought it, we lost. Then we started looking at what Natalie and Brandon said, and everybody should go get themselves a little versed on this stuff with their site on YouTube. And then write the local people or show up at council and commissioners, because I didn't expect a return letter. I don't get them all the time, and I do write, you know, when I got a burr in my belly or a fire-breathing dragon, which I have. But really, we got that answer. So I think the local communities, just because of, like, what Trent said about all the eminent domain, the this and that, these policies, little cities, 15 minutes. Our mayor is even into all that community organizer mess that we got from Obama's and the Marxist world. And then the schools, you know, yes, they have a difference. This is why everything that you have been putting out is so important, that every joking parent get in there and find out the insidiousness of all these little bills and laws and edicts put on us in schools, where parents can't even get, you know, to their children's classroom or the materials. We are being handled by Marxism or something, because we can't get what we need. They're even making sub-organizations that tie in with the schools, the cultural this, the cultural that, that are pumping DEI. We just found that out from D49. They want to get rid of the pledge, and people went and fought, you know.
Well, Gammy, you are tireless in your, first of all, your care for children. And I thank you for that. We're just about out of time. And transparency is so important. And I will be speaking to a group next week of primarily, I would say, young moms. And I've been thinking about what it is I want to say. And transparency, the fact that when my kids were little, I was in the school school classroom at least once a week. And so we as parents have a responsibility to know what is going on in these classrooms. And if we have administrators and teachers that don't want parents knowing what's going on, then that's where you really need to double down and ask those questions. So again, Gammy, thank you. Action Anne, thank you. We're out of time. Our quote for the end of the show is from Ronald Reagan. He says, live simply, love generously, care deeply, speak kindly, and leave the rest to God. So my friends today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.
560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.